Ryan Rashog of TS10. Ryan, how you doing today?
Good. So you guys are running the whole thing, hey?
Yeah, yeah. We kind of joked. I got the B team in. I'm not sure what Gregor and Struds are doing. I heard whisperings of the Gregor Show wellness retreat, but
oh boy,
left me out of that one. So
yeah, they're in baggy pants, sitting with their hands resting on their knees and their eyes closed, and making meditative sounds, centering themselves. I think that's good for both of them. I think they both need that.
I agree. They needed to get out of the city, just the two of them, and, you know, kind of find their balance before NHL season gets going. And I don't mind it. This is the first time in, you know, 3.5 years they've both gone, and I've got the chance to host. So
nice. So have you taken it completely into the ditch yet, or where is the show at right now? Is it a disaster? Is anyone listening?
We've got a few texts so far. We're doing okay. Our trivia question isn't even trivia. I just kind of made it a generic question that everyone can respond to. So
sweet.
If there's
an
issue,
do whatever you want, man. Yeah. Hey, like, you've got your hands on the wheel. You do whatever you want. We don't even have to talk sports. What do you feel like doing? I don't know.
Well,
whatever you want.
Here's the thing, and this is going to be, I don't know, it might be kind of awkward because Tom Gazzola was on earlier today, and he was telling us about how you guys went golfing today.
We did.
Pretty all-star foursome when it comes to golfing, but he said Jack Michaels rattled your cage based on your wardrobe. He didn't tell us what you were wearing, so we don't really know if that's facts or not, but what happened?
It's our friends down the dial that we were golfing with, so I'm not going to promote them in any way, shape, or form by using their names. But all I'll say is Mr. Loud Voice rolls up, you know, 25 minutes late, two holes late, and takes one look at me and says, "So are we dressing like a more senior member of the course now?" Like, I don't know, I guess. And I asked Tom, like, I had black pants on. I had a gray shirt, kind of a black and blue hat. I don't know, maybe the pants were a little bit conservative. They might have been a little bit conservative, maybe. But 100% it got into my kitchen and definitely affected my game. And Tom tried to reassure me. That reminds me. I got a great video of him doing push-ups on the course. I forgot to tweet.
And he was surprised about that one. He didn't say what happened, but he wanted us to ask you about it, and he was curious why it hadn't reached Twitter yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I got busy. Well, because he's part of the mind game, right? Like, he's part of that whole thing, and so I nailed him on the course. I just picked up his wedge and said, "Whose is this?" And, of course, he's like, "Mine!" So he had to do 10 push-ups on the next tee box. But then, awkwardly, he gets down to do the push-ups and starts counting them out loud. So he's like, 1, 2, 3, kind of as if to say, "Oh, I can do 10 push-ups without being out of breath." And then he got to 10, and he looks over, and he did an 11th, and called out 11, like he was being petulant. So it was interesting that he called them out loud. But I may have to tweet that, though, because it's good video. It's quality video. It's on the signature hole out at Belvedere. It's a beautiful hole, par 3, overlooking the clubhouse and this fountain and lake and everything. Really quite nice camera work, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, it showcases both of your strengths, so I think that is something you got to put out there. And for Tommy G, that's clearly a statement that he can do 11 push-ups. So
yeah, and be able to, like, count them out while he's doing it and not be gasping for air like I would be. I do have to say, though, I'll give Tom some props. He played a heck of a good game today. He's got a little bit of game, you know, pretty long off the tee. He's a good ball striker. I thought he played really well today. He absolutely schooled me. I was terrible.
He gets a lot of practice. I know he was at a charity event yesterday, and he used to have his regular Thursday tee time. So I know Tommy's a pretty good golfer. Ryan, let's talk about the Edmonton Elks. And the plan right now is to resume team activities on September 1st. They had no positive cases. What have you heard from the Elks organization? And is this a good sign to see that today, for the first time, no positive tests?
Well, you just want to stop the case count from going up, right? That's the thing. You can't have it day after day after day where, well, there's two more, oh, there's three more, oh, there's two more. You got to stop it in its tracks at some point. So the hope will be consecutive days with no positive cases. That's the big one, or no new positive cases. Because you know, as we know, there can be an incubation period. It could take a little while before you can actually test positive after you already have it. So I think the hope for them at this point is that today was a day with no new added cases. Tomorrow's another day with no new added cases. And then you get an extra another day with no new added cases. And now you're drawing near the end of your quarantine. And it sounds like their plan is to try and get back on the field next Wednesday. But, man, like, for pro athletes here to try and just jump back on the field and get themselves ready, like, this is going to be – it's going to be difficult. There's only so much jumping around your hotel room or your apartment you can do to try and stay in shape here. So, but I guess that's the next problem they face, right? You just got to stop pulling positive tests, level off the number, get yourselves out of quarantine, and then try and somehow get ready to go compete. And that's a, it's a tall order, man. It's a tall order. We've seen young hockey players try and do it. We've seen various sports where they've had to come out of quarantine and try and perform, and it's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, for the team, the good news is they are in a bye week. Next action won't be till Monday, September 6th, Labor Day Classic, a big game. Just how big of a deal do you think it is to miss out on that practice time, not getting those reps, especially in football where the timing is such a big factor in it?
Yeah, well, I think it's a big deal. I think, you know, you're not getting an opportunity to put the offense on the field and have a quarterback throwing balls to his receivers and, you know, just working on all the things that they needed to work on. I mean, there were some new faces this year, and they weren't exactly knocking it out of the park at the time this whole thing happened. So, yeah, they needed all the practice time they could get before this happened. So there have been some more positive signs the last little bit here in terms of their play, but they were really hoping to turn a corner and get this thing straightened out and smoothed out. It's a shortened season. You can't start with too many bumps. And I think they were really hoping to get her going in the right direction. So you missed some practice time here. You know, they got a new special teams coordinator, you know, that's going to have to get in there. And, I mean, you're asking for more bumps in the road with a lack of practice time and change on top of that as well, right? So it'll be interesting to see how they adjust, how they come out. The bye week is, it's good timing. But these guys haven't played a game in a little while here, and they were rusty to start the year, so we'll see, man. It was not a great start to the season, and this is, you know, first and foremost, we just hope everybody's okay and healthy and gets through. You know, for those who are infected with COVID, we hope everybody gets through okay and safe, and then we'll see what they're able to put together in a short amount of practice time.
TSN's Ryan Rashog joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show. Let's change directions a little bit, and Jack Eichel making some news today, reportedly switching agents. He's looking for that trade. He's also got the neck injury that's causing a little bit of a hiccup as well. How do you think this all plays out, and if a trade is to happen, when do you think it will happen?
Yeah, good question. I mean, listen, I think you just – something has to change. There have been they've been at odds for quite a while, and so – you know, Buffalo's changed things on their end, right? There's been new voices that come and go from there, but the results are still the same. So through a couple of management structures and a few different people having the conversation, it doesn't appear they've been able to really improve the situation with Eichel and his agent. And so something has to change, and he's kind of at this point in his career where it's really getting late in the game here to figure out what's happening with surgeries and what's happening with you know, what's the game plan here. And so I guess you just got to change something up. So you change up the voice, and it's, look, agents, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. It's a tough racket. Pat Brisson is one of the most well-respected, widely used agents out there. He deals with superstars all the time. Every once in a while, you know, but the thing is it happens to all these agents. All of the agents out there at one point or another have clients that leave and go somewhere else, or at least most of them, and it's probably not great when it happens. But changing the dynamic within the conversation probably isn't the worst thing, considering there's been little to no progress here. So, trade. I'm not sure. I don't know how much the agent steps in and really makes a massive difference on the trade front. Because at the end of the day, it's the general manager and the president and the owner that need to look at the deal that's in front of them and say, okay, we're good to do that. Well, what deal is Pat Brisson going to go squeak out there that, you know, the previous agent wasn't able to? Is he going to all of a sudden convince somebody to do something they weren't willing to do before? I don't know how much that changes the trade dynamic with a new agent at the helm.
Ryan, one last question for you, and it was just about 7 days exactly when you shook up Strud's world. He thought he had the next great Edmonton Oilers goal song. You came in last minute nominated.
I remember.
Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith.
Now,
I look at it. Struddy was in the first 4 days of the week. You were on vacation. Yeah. We knew you wouldn't be in, but you were coming back Friday. Coincidentally, Jason Strudwick not here today. Did you do some damage there? Is he afraid to get back and have this conversation with you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I think we're okay. We text a little bit afterwards. I sort of wanted to gauge it a little bit and be like, hey, look, man, you know. I didn't say sorry, but I was kind of like, whew, rough go for you. And he seemed to be in okay spirits, but then he's kind of, I haven't really heard from him since. So I think, look, just the sheer amount of work and pride that he took in that project, the amount of time that he put into it, I mean, that was hours and hours and hours of his life. And he's a busy guy, right, running hockey schools, and he's a committed family man. And, you know, he likes to get in his 12 to 17 minutes of cardio a day. And so for him, that was a big deal. And I basically just owned it. I owned it. I made it my own. I schooled him. It was probably a little embarrassing for him. And I'm not sure when I'm going to hear from him again. So you let me know. You'll see him next before I do. You tell me how he's doing.
I will. And I'll tell you, you know, officially right after the commercial breaks following, he was quite rattled and he was admitting it. He thought he had it and you kind of put him in his place last second. So I hope the relationship's okay, but we'll find out on Monday. He'll be back then.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. I'll be on some holidays next week too, a little bit here and there. So maybe time will heal all. You know, maybe it'll be a couple weeks and then everything will just go back to, you know, kind of the semi sort of friendship that we had.
I hope we can get back there. Ryan, thanks for doing this. Have a great weekend.
All right. Nice job today. See you, pal.